Natalie LaForest is a weed specialist, and Neil Watley is an agronomist, both with Organic Alberta, and they join us on the line today. Everybody, thank you very much for joining us. A couple of events are happening up here in the Northwest, including some crop walks that are happening in the Deadwood and Fort Vermilion area. Neil, we'll start with you. First of all, I guess as a little bit of an icebreaker, if I can, please, I just ask simply, how are things going at Organic Alberta, especially right after seeding season?
Organic Alberta is doing well. We have some good funding. We have some good people on staff. And we're busy doing what we can for organic growers. The crop season started off good. There was good moisture in the soil to start crops. The farmers got good establishment in their crops, and the pastures and hay fields benefited from the winter snow as well. However, after that, things have been dry in some areas, and other areas have had spotty rainfall. So the early seeded crops are starting to suffer now if they have not had moisture, and those that have had moisture are hanging in there. Now the later seeded crops, which is what organic growers do, is they seed generally later to catch more weeds as they seed, weed control as they seed. They're doing better, so they're still, if they could get some moisture here in June, we're going to look like we have a pretty good crop. The hay fields are, right now, they could use moisture. I mean, if they don't, they'll get a good first cut. But if they do get moisture, they'll get a second cut. So the south piece has had a little more rainfall than the north piece. The north piece is, the Deadwood area itself has had good rainfall. A little bit spotty, though, isolated showers. But the Lacrete area and Fort Vermilion have been pretty short of rainfall, just like last summer.
Has the fires not in the area not helped?
No, the fires aren't much help. I mean, the smoke can compromise photosynthetic activity, so it essentially growth. But that has to be a lot of smoke over the course of a couple of weeks to really negatively affect crop growth.
Natalie, I turn to you. There are a couple of events happening, including a couple of crop walks happening in the Deadwood and Fort Vermilion area. What is happening within these walks?
So the crop walks are interactive, in-field, hands-on events for farmers and other participants in the area to identify weed seedlings. So we have Dr. Chris Neisser coming up. He is a research scientist with Alberta Agriculture and Irrigation from the Government of Alberta. He's there to lead the identification portion of the weeds, as well as he's offering his expertise on a variety of topics in weed science, such as identifying your weed species, how different weeds disperse, and how to keep some weeds out of your field. The Tuesday, June 24th event is hosted by a farmer near Deadwood, and we have partnered with NPARA, which is the Northern Peace Applied Research Association, for that workshop. And the Wednesday, June 25th weed workshop is in conjunction with MARA, which is the Mackenzie Applied Research Association, and that will be hosted in Fort Vermilion.
In the weed field, I guess, for lack of a better term, and I do apologize if I'm using that term incorrectly here, Natalie, we all think of weeds as being a liability in one's crop or even in one's garden. Can weeds actually be an asset to one's crop field?
Interesting question, because we do know that weeds add biodiversity in the fact that it can host some beneficial insects. But in terms of crop fields, yes, it decreases the yield as it's competing with the crop. So weeds in crop fields would be viewed as a negative there.
Neil, the popularity of organic farming, especially in northern Alberta, really has taken off over the last little while. How optimistic are you that the popularity will maintain itself with organic farming, especially in northern Alberta, and possibly spreading to the south as well.
Yeah, so it's more popular in the north right now, and it's been, there are various reasons for that, and I think the organic farming in the north will continue because they're doing a really good job. They're putting in green manure crops like alfalfa and keeping them in the soil for 4 or 5 years, and that really enhances soil quality, soil structure, and makes the system much more sustainable for their cash crops that they put in between these cover crops. And so I think the future is quite bright. These farmers are figuring a lot out on their own, and finally we're getting agronomists and research that are helping them, and I think that will also enhance the well-being of organic farming going forward. Will it affect the South? I don't know. It's a little tougher in the South to put in a cover crop at times because the lack of moisture, it extracts so much from the next couple of years of wanting to put in a cash crop. It's a little easier in the north where you, not right now they're getting rainfall, but in general there's much more rainfall in the north. So inserting these soil benefiting legumes and cover crops, as we call them, is a bit easier.
Organic Alberta's crop walks are happening this coming week in Deadwood and Fort Vermilion. Natalie, I ask, how much are you looking forward to having these tours happen?
Well, we are very much looking forward to these tours. We know summer is a very busy time for farmers and everyone, and this is our chance to discuss with farmers in person about organic farming and organic farming practices, especially weed problems that they may be having. And we're very grateful for people partnering with us to make these events possible.
Yeah, the partnerships, that's a good point you bring up. Partnerships that have been put forward here with Organic Alberta. You mentioned the North Peace Applied Research Association. You mentioned the Mackenzie Applied Research Association. How key are these partnerships in making sure that this flourishes?
Yeah, having these partnerships is great because they're in these areas and they have direct contact with a lot of these farmers to, you know, making sure that they know that these events are happening and, you know, trying to get some of these farmers to come to these events and learn as we're coming into the Peace region.
Natalie LaForest is a weed specialist. And Neil Watley is an agronomist, both with Organic Alberta. Natalie, Neil, I really appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Thank you for having us.